Yes, I'm back. Hey, sorry. Yeah, we timed out, and then, I don't know, the radio program has a glitch in it. It's really annoying, and it wasn't letting me call you back. But what I copied was that the lift itself had lights on it when you were trying to sew it, but the handheld didn't. Sometimes that connector cable that goes from the handheld to the lift, it's a twist and lock. Sometimes that'll get out of place, and it'll cause the lift to work erratically. Could you check that connector of the cable to the lift?
I've tried everything already. Flipping it on, flipping it off, making sure the thing was secure in there. Even when underneath the, maybe it's, did something come loose up under there, under the, you know, where maybe if your foot or something could hit those wires under there. I've checked everything.
Okay, yeah, and the lightning bolt on the IntelliLock bar, is that thing lit up the whole time?
Nope, it's not lit or nothing right now. Nope.
Okay, if the IntelliLock bar is not lit, then those data link connectors that are down by the foot brake, those are what will cause the lightning bolt to become unlit. Even sometimes when they look like they're connected together, I just pull the, there's an orange end and like a black end, there's two sets of them, pull those apart and then put them back together, and that might bring that lightning bolt back on, because we need that to be on in order to do anything with the lift.
Okay, let me try that.